For you paid-up members of the Brotherhood of Murky Gut Bucket, here's some more of them latched-on rations. It's Jubilee! Men, bear in mind that we here in Hawthorne Hall aren't trying to compete with the Philharmonic or the Met. All we're trying to do is keep your goblet overflowing with goodies from the land of Barrel House Boogie Woogie and the Blues. Those of you with the round haircuts will kindly stash your frames beyond reach of the Largo as the following hens and studs vent their voot. Those cats in khaki we call the Armed Forces Trilly Trio, June Richmond, Crosby with the Bob Handle, and Andy Kirk and his mellow menagerie. And now here's your master of ceremonies, the poor man's Paul Robeson, Ernie Bubbles Whitman.
Thank you. This is Bubbles Whitman saying that if you don't get a kick out of this session, you must be wiggling a cottage in the wrong joints. But I see our barrel house man has a bung starter pose for a downbeat, so I'm going to absent myself from the killer cycles. It's Andy Kirk, his mellow men, and New Orleans Jump! Jump is a frog's instep. And now, men, I adjust my bobby socks and swoon over to a brand new department.
Just a minute, Ernie. Where do you find bobby socks big enough for your feet?
Very simple. I take a couple of barrack bags, cut holes for the toes, and dye them yellow.
I see. And what do you do for shoes?
Never heard of foot lockers, huh?
Thanks. Say, what is this new department you referred to above?
Well, men, a few early brights ago, I mentioned that each week a letter would be chosen from the mail, and the cats who did the scribbling would become second Lou in charge of the GUI. So tonight we present winner number one, and here's the letter. It says in part, Ernie, old man, we've been dug before, but not so hard. The jive is so mellow that when we hit the sack, we're still jumping. We used to see you around the avenue, but never saw you come on so hard. And the blue fluid is signed by T. Parks with a Fleet Air Wing. And along with him, the following cats receive the temporary rank of G-R-I-G, which means a giblet in the royal gravy. There's Jenkins, Kington, Manley, Webbs, Pigues, and Johnson. Now, what have you got up your sonata sleeve for our honorary GHQ, Andy?
How about a little session with June Richmond and some specks and spots called the Basin Street Blues?
Start nudging the grace notes, Andrew.
Won't you come along with me down the Mississippi? We'll take a boat to the land of dreams, steam down the river down to New Orleans, band there to greet us and old friends to meet us. We'll take a boat to the land of dreams, steam down the river down to New Orleans. Basin Street is the street where the hip and the squares all meet. Down in New Orleans, the land of my dreams, you'll never know how nice it seems, just how much it really means. Glad to be, oh yes siree, on the street that's so dear to me, where I can
apple. Men, when you dug you on the last seven, we had with us a trio of cats and Uncle Tweeds who left us here in Hot Horn Hall as beat as a whip spud. Matter of fact, when they finished, my pivot tooth was whirling so fast, I had it put in a churn, it would have been butter. So here we are again. Private Jake Mac G String on the doghouse, Sergeant Fingers O'Toole doing a palm squat on the 88s, and Private Rosy Cheek Mac Pluck rubbing the rust off the oversized ukulele. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeedy. Glue your lobes to the sound box, men, and catch this load of log or the Armed Force Trio is going to dump on this static. It's Blue Skies. Now we call on the Kirk man with the Andy Frontis piece to crank his crocker about the handle on the next bucket of bounce. Go ahead, Andy.
Well, man, here's a little hunk of hot I hope will scratch the backs of you solid jacks. It's Little Joe from Chicago. Ow! Thank you.
and Company. And now, men, I want you to meet a group of vocalizers.
Hey, pardon me, but did you see a bunch of bobcats running through here?
Bobcats? No, I'm sorry. There's a lot of cats around here, but not that particular variety.
Well, I'm Bob Crosby, and I'm looking for my orchestra.
Oh, yeah. Well, Mr. Crosby, you see, you've lost an orchestra.
Yeah, I'm always losing that darn thing.
Crosby, that name sounds familiar.
I've heard it, too. You know, there's a singer with that handle. Everett. Works all the time, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know. Bing Crosby. Are you any relation to Bing?
Only by blood, isn't it?
Oh, I see.
Of course, his blood is richer than mine.
Then I give him all this. You're Bob, the fun-loving Crosby.
Well, I don't stand in front of that drugstore and whistle for nothing. Say, Ernest, why do they call you Bubbles?
What'd you say?
Why do they call you Bubbles?
Why do they call me Bubbles?
Yeah.
You really want to know?
Yeah, I want to know.
Because I take so many bubble baths. Now, listen, Bob. How much older is Bing than you are?
Well, he's quite a bit, but due to cleaner living, he don't show it. Oh. Of course, we both cut a lot of rugs since we cut our teeth.
Well, I'm glad you dropped in, because every once in a while, I'm partial to putting a fast $2 on a nag's nose.
I can feel it just as plain.
Yeah, well, what I'm getting at is, have you any inside dope on Brother Bing's horses?
Inside dope? Are you kidding? I used to work in the stables.
No fooling. You're not kidding me, are you?
Man, I was in there pitching every day. But from stable boy, I finally graduated to be an orchestra leader.
Oh, I see. You got out in the air, huh?
Yeah, for the first 4 years, I conducted with a pitchfork. Say, but by that time, I'd saved up enough money to buy a baton, and I got a box-back suit.
Well, now, look at that suit. Oh, it's hot, too. Listen, I want to ask you, now that you have your suit and the baton, I'm sorry you can't find your orchestra boys.
Well, I don't mind if they hide for a while, Ernest. If they'd only rehearse when I finally get them together.
Oh, you're having trouble with them, huh?
Trouble? Man, I got a saxophonist that hasn't played a note for 6 years.
Well, can't you force him to play?
No, nope. He claims a robin built a nest in there, and if he hits a note, it'll blow the eggs into an omelet. I certainly blew that one. You can see what I go through, can't you?
Oh, yes, we blow lots of them. That fella seems to be a lover of birds and the rest. But I've been thinking, Brother Bob, as long as you're here, and I know the devotees of the Limp Logo would love to have you lead us through a little of that bobcat bounce.
Well, I'd be glad to, Ernest, but I can't use my baton.
No?
Somebody tied a herring on the end of it, and I haven't got a fishing license.
Then in that case, why don't you tie a tonsil to a tune and bleed out a little of that Crosby underscale yodel?
What's that?
Beat out of that Crosby underscale yodel.
Well, Ernie, my mouth's open, so I might as well let a few sharps and a couple flats dribble forth. And just to show that there's no hard feelings between the Crosbys and Sinatras, I'm going to do a tune from his hit picture called This Is a Lovely Way to Spend an Evening.
Spend it, Jack.
This is a lovely way to spend an evening. Can't think of anything I'd rather do. This is a lovely way to spend an evening. Can't think of anyone as lovely as you. A casual stroll through a garden, a kiss by a lazy lagoon, catching a breath of moonlight, humming our favorite tune. This is a lovely way to spend an evening. I want to save all my nights
and spend them with you.
Yes, indeed. Well, that had a tough ride on it. I want to tell you how I thank you, Bob, and that was really beat out in a melodious manner. You must have another one tucked under that other tonsil.
Well, I got another one, Ernest, that I'm going to try to sing. It's called the San Fernando Valley, but I better do this one with a backstroke because we've been inundated for the last 3 weeks.
Oh, I get you. Drive on.
Okay, hit it, lass. Cause I'm packing my grip and I'm leaving today. Cause I'm taking a trip California way. I'm gonna settle down, ain't never more gonna roam, and make that San Fernando Valley my home. I'll forget my sins, I'll be making new friends where the west begins and the sunset ends. Cause I've decided where yours truly should be, and it's the San Fernando Valley for me. I think that I'm safe in stating, she will be waiting when my lonely journey is done. And kindly old Reverend Thomas, he made us a promise, he would make the two of us one. So I'm hitting the trail to the cow country. You can forward my mail, care of RFD. I'm gonna settle down, ain't never more gonna roam, and make that San Fernando Valley my home. And make that San Fernando Valley my home. And make that San Fernando Valley my home.
Thank you, Bob Crosby, and hurry back to Hot Horn Hall. Men, as we approach the part of the session farthest away from the beginning, we call on Kirk with Andy Hannell for news about the winder-upper. Go ahead, Andy.
It's a brace of sharps and flats called Flying Home, and we want to dedicate it to Private First Class Paul Decker at 980, Private Harry Holmes at 953, and Sergeant Walt Fry at 942, and Private First Class Carl Matthews at 913.
Well, begin at the beginning, Andy, and don't come to the end till you've reached the conclusion.
Okay, just one more. I'll send this to Sergeant Babe Rappaport at 695.
Well,
okay.
Send him that one, too.
Thank you.
said to the eggs when someone ordered an omelet, looks like we got to beat it. Oh, my goodness. Got to tuck the treble away for a set of sevens. We hope that you cats in the khaki kilts and the blue serge pea jackets across the big wet have had a few supreme jovials. Before we limp out of the hall, let's see if Annie has a word to add.
Keep on the beam, men. We'll be back with you when you holler. Keep the blue fluids flowing, will you? So long for now.
Meantime, this is Bubbles Whitman beating his choppers for all the gang. Don't forget the Jubilee spell backwards is Ila Booge. Find you now and dig you later. So long and good luck.
Slipped out from under the thrilling transom of Jubilee, which was beamed to you under the solid casparacity of the Armed Forces Radio Service.